From WXXI, this is Stage Notes, the music of Broadway. I'm Robert Hammond.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
Good day and thanks so much for listening to this special edition of Stage Notes as we honor Stephen Sondheim, who celebrated his 86th birthday recently. Some of his best-known works as composer and lyricist include A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, Company, Follies, A Little Night Music, Sweeney Todd, Sunday in the Park with George, and Into the Woods. He also wrote the lyrics to West Side Story and Gypsy. Pretty strong resume. He was born on March 22nd, 1930, and has received an Academy Award, 8 Tony Awards, more than any other composer. He's received 8 Grammy Awards, a Pulitzer Prize, and a 2015 Presidential Medal of Freedom. Today on the program, you'll hear from the man himself and many songs from the musicals I just named. So sit back and enjoy a celebration for Mr. Stephen Sondheim.
My name is Stephen Joshua Sondheim. The Stephen and the Joshua come from the Bible. My parents were not religious, but they didn't know what to call me, so they merely stuck their finger in the Bible and came out with those two names. In fact, I was called Josh until I was 10 years old. My father, Herbert Sondheim, was a self-taught piano player. He couldn't read music, but he liked to pick out Broadway tunes on the piano. And I used to sit next to him when I was very small, and he would put my hand on his little finger, which played the melody up at the top of the piano. And so that was my first experience playing piano. I took piano lessons for 2 years when I was 7 years old, and then I took another 2 years when I was 14, and that's my piano playing experience. The first show I wrote, I was in prep school, a place called George School in Pennsylvania, and I wrote a show that was about sort of local happenings in the school. And I think the first song I wrote was called I'll Meet You at the Donut. The Donut was a round seat in the center of the main hall.
I'll meet you at the donut.
But that's enough of that song. I don't want to embarrass myself any further. Instead of going on with the songs from By George, let's skip around. The first show that I did both music and lyrics for that got on Broadway was a show called A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
Playgoers, I bid you welcome. The theater is a temple, and we are here to worship the gods of comedy and tragedy. Tonight, I am pleased to announce a comedy. We shall employ every device we know in our desire to divert you.
Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something appealing, something appalling, something for everyone, a comedy tonight.
Nothing with kings, nothing with crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Old situations, new complications. Nothing portentous or polite. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. Something convulsive,
ah!
Something repulsive.
Yeah!
Something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something aesthetic,
something frenetic.
Something for everyone,
a comedy tonight. Nothing with gods, nothing with fate.
Weighty affairs will just have to wait.
Nothing that's formal,
nothing that's normal.
No recitations to recite.
Open up the curtains. Comedy tonight.
Something
erratic, something dramatic, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Frenzy and frolic, strictly symbolic, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something for everybody.
Comedy tonight.
Nothing that's grim.
Nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises.
Cunning disguises.
Hundreds of actors out of sorts.
Pantaloons and tunics.
Courtesans and eunuchs.
Funerals and chases.
Baritones and basses.
Panderers.
Philanderers.
Cupidity.
Timidity. Mistakes.
Hey.
Rhymes, rhymes.
Tumblers, grumblers, bumblers, fumblers. The royal curse. No Trojan horse.
From the original Broadway cast recording from A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, that was Comedy Tonight. For those of you who just tuned in, today's a birthday celebration for Mr. Stephen Sondheim.
A lot of people think that a lot of the songs I write are autobiographical. And they think that the characters I write about are me. They think I'm George in Sunday in the Park with George, or I'm Bobby and Company. But in fact, there's only been one autobiographical song I've ever written. And that was Opening Doors and Merrily We Roll Along. It's about two writers trying to bust their way into show business and their best friend, a girl who's a novelist. And it's about me, and it's about Hal Prince, and it's about Mary Rogers, and it's about Sheldon Harnick, and it's about Jerry Bock. It's about all of us in the 50s knocking on the doors of producers and trying to get heard.
How's it going?
Good. You?
Fair.
Yeah, tell me.
Chinese Laundry.
Hi.
Mary, say hello.
I think I got a job.
Where?
True Romances.
Posing.
Thank you. Writing captions.
What about the book?
What about the book?
Nothing. Are you working on the book?
Yes.
Good.
No.
Mary.
Right, I know. Yes, me and Balzac.
I finished the one act.
I got an audition.
I started the story.
Rehearsal pianist.
So where are we eating?
I'm moving to Playboy.
The publisher called me.
I'm doing a rewrite.
My parents are coming.
I saw My Fair Lady.
I rewrote the rewrite.
I sort of enjoyed it.
I threw out the story.
I'm meeting an agent.
We'll all get together on Sunday. We're opening doors, singing, here we are. We're filling up days on a dime. That faraway shore's looking not too far. We're following every star. There's not enough time.
I called the producer.
I sent off the one act.
I started the story.
He said to come see him.
I dropped out of college.
I met this musician.
I'm playing a nightclub.
They're doing my one act.
I'm working for Red Bull.
I rewrote the ballad.
I finished the story.
We started rehearsing.
I threw out the story and then the musician. I'm moving to Popular Science.
We're opening doors, singing, look who's here. Beginning to sail on a dime.
How's it coming?
Good. You?
Done.
1 minute.
Hamburg Heaven.
Hi.
Mary, say hello.
I got another job.
Where?
She.
What's that?
Brand new concept, pop-up pictures.
What about the book?
What about the book?
Did you give the publisher the book?
Yes.
Good.
Nope.
Mary.
Look, I did.
Finished.
Let me call you back.
Right.
This is just a draft.
Right.
Probably it stinks.
Right.
Haven't had the time to do a polish.
Will you sing?
Right. Who wants to live in New York? Who wants the worry, the noise, the dirt, the heat? Who wants the garbage cans clanging in the street? Suddenly I do. They're always popping their cork. I'll fix that line. The cops, the cabbies, the sales girls up at Saks. You gotta have a real taste for maniacs. Suddenly I do.
That's great. That's swell. The other stuff as well. It isn't every day I hear a score this strong. But fellas, if I may, there's only one thing wrong. There's not a tune you can hum. There's not a tune you go bum 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 da dum. There ain't a tune to go bum 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 da dum. Give me a melody. Why can't you throw them a crumb? What's wrong with letting them tap their toes a bit? I'll let you know when Stravinsky has a hit. Give me some melody. Oh, sure, I know. It's not that kind of show. Can't you have a score to sort of in between? Look, play a little more, show you what I mean.
Who wants to live in New York? I always hated the dirt, the heat, the noise. But ever since I met you, I...
Listen, boys, maybe it's me. But that's just not a hum-a-mum-a-mum-a-mum-a-boom melody. Write more, work hard, leave your name with a girl. Less avant-garde, leave your name with a girl. Just write a plain old melody.
They're stopping rehearsals, they ran out of money.
We lasted one issue, my book was rejected.
The nightclub was raided, I have to start coaching.
My parents are coming.
They screwed up the laundry.
My wallet was stolen.
I saw the musician.
We're being evicted.
I'm having a breakdown.
We'll all get together on Sunday. They're slamming the doors, singing, go away. It's less of a sail than a climb. That faraway shore's farther every day. We're learning to ricochet. We still have a lot to say.
You know what we'll do?
What?
We'll do a review.
What?
What?
We'll do a review of our own.
What?
Where?
Why?
When?
Not just songs, but story scenes, piano pieces, mime.
Yeah.
Frankly Frank.
A showcase of our own.
Where?
The club's reopening.
We'll write a lot of new stuff.
Rewrite old stuff.
What about the girl?
What about the girl?
Only that we're gonna need a girl.
Well, Mary.
Thanks. I don't perform except at dinner.
Who wants to live in New York? Who wants the worry, the noise, the dirt, the heat? Who wants the garbage cans clanging in the street?
Thank you, but we're looking for someone with more experience.
They're always popping their cork.
Up a tone.
The cops, the cabbies, the sales girls up at Saks.
Up a tone.
You gotta have a real taste for maniacs.
Thank you. You're hired.
I'm Beth.
I'm Frank.
I really thought I stank.
I'm Mary.
Charlie.
By the way, I'm told we open Saturday.
What? You're not serious.
Nobody's ready.
Apparently somebody canceled the booking.
The songs aren't finished.
And what about costumes?
And how do I learn all these numbers?
I'll bring you the copies of everything later this evening.
Okay, but I'll have to
remember.
And have we decided on the restaurant? We'll worry about it on Sunday. We're opening doors, singing, here we are. We're filling up days on a dime. That faraway shore's looking not too far. We're following every star. There's not enough time. We're banging on doors, shouting here again. We're risking it all on a dime. That faraway shore's looking near again. The only thing left is when we know we should count to ten. We haven't got time. We haven't got time.
From the CD Sondheim on Sondheim, that was Opening Doors from Merrily We Roll Along. You're listening to Stage Notes, and I'm Robert Hammond. And for those of you who just tuned in, today is a birthday celebration for Mr. Stephen Sondheim, described by Frank Rich of the New York Times as now the greatest and perhaps best-known artist in American musical theater.
I had a lot of trouble with my mother and getting along with her, and she didn't really want a child, but she was very much in love, I think, with my father, and even obsessed with him. So when he left her, which he did for another woman, the wrath of God had nothing on her, and she unfortunately tried to make me pay for the sins of my father. And so it was not a very good relationship. And if it hadn't been for the Hammersteins, I really don't know where I would be, if I'd even be alive.
Nothing can harm you, not while I'm
Not to worry, not to worry. I may not be smart, but I ain't dumb. I can do it, put me to it. Show me something I can overcome. Not to worry, chum.
Being close and being clever ain't like being true.
Ain't like being true.
I don't need to, I would never hide a thing from you.
You'd
no, sir, not while I'm
around.
Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays.
I'll send them howling, I don't care. I've got ways.
The gifted Telly Leung singing Children Will Listen from Stephen Sondheim's musical Into the Woods, and from the musical Sweeney Todd, that was Renee Fleming and Bryn Terfel performing Not While I'm Around.
I suppose if there's one that's closest to my heart, it would probably be Sunday in the Park with George, because of the ambitiousness of what it's trying to say, and because I really feel, obviously, for the subject matter.
He looks for me, good. Let him look for me to tell me why he left me, as I always knew he would. I had thought he understood. They have never understood, and no reason that they should. But if anybody could finishing the hat, how you have to finish the hat, how you watch the rest of the world from a window while you finish the hat, mapping out a sky, what you feel like planning a sky, what you feel when voices that come through the window go until they distance and die. Until there's nothing but sky, and how you're always turning back too late from the grass or the stick or the dog or the light. How the kind of man who's willing to wait's not the kind that you want to find waiting to return you to the night. Dizzy from the height, coming from the hat, studying the hat, entering the world of the hat, reaching through the world of the hat like a window, back to this one from that, studying a face. stepping back to look at a face leaves a little space in the way like a window, but to see. Standing by, mapping out the sky, finishing a hat, starting on a hat, finishing a hat. Look, I made a hat.
For those of you who have just tuned in, today it's a birthday celebration for Mr. Stephen Sondheim, who I will go on record as saying is a genius. From her CD, Always, that was Kelly O'Hara performing Finishing the Hat, which is from Stephen Sondheim's musical Sunday in the Park with George, which he just explained is probably the favorite musical that he has written. You're listening to Stage Notes, and I'm Robert Hammond, and today we're celebrating the birthday of Mr. Stephen Sondheim.
To me, teaching is a sacred profession. My life was shaped by teachers. First by a Latin teacher in prep school, then by a man named Robert Barrow, who taught music at Williams College and made me a musician. And then my postgraduate studies with Milton Babbitt. And then, of course, my collaborators. And I suppose, above all, Oscar, who taught me virtually everything I know about songwriting and a good deal about life. Just before he died, he gave me a picture of himself, and I asked him to inscribe it, which is sort of odd because he was a surrogate father to me, and it's like asking your father to inscribe a picture. And he thought for a minute, and he was clearly a little embarrassed, and then got a smile on his face like the cat had just eaten the cream. And he wrote something, and when he left the room, I looked at it, and it said, "For Stevie, my friend and teacher." That's a measure of Oscar. He was a remarkable fellow.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground. You in midair, send in the clouds, isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around. Can't move. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I'd stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was you. Making my entrance again with my usual flair. Sure of my lines, no one is there. Don't you love fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clouds? Quick, send
send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. And where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Maybe next year.
From the CD Sondheim on Sondheim, that was Barbara Cook performing Send in the Clowns. Sondheim has been described as introverted and solitary. In an interview with Frank Rich, he said that he has the outsider feeling. People both want to kiss him and kill him, and he realized that quite early in his life. For those of you who just tuned in, today it's a birthday celebration for Stephen Sondheim. And here is Stephen Sondheim.
I've often been asked, why don't I write my own librettos? Because often the songs seem to be libretto-like songs. And there are two reasons. The first and more important one is that I think playwriting is too difficult and I don't think I could ever write a play. Second, however, is I love collaborations. And it may be because I'm an only child and I miss the family that you get. I would miss the family that you get when you're working with somebody. Even if it's just one other person, it's like having a brother. Or if it's two or three other people, it's like having a small family. And the putting on of a musical, you get that family feeling. And that gives me a great deal of courage to go on. And it also gives me a feeling of warmth and you know, to put it as a cliche, the show is like having a baby. And it's something you make and you nurture and you give life to. So that's why I love collaborations.
Someone is on your side. is not. While you're seeing your side, maybe you forgot they are not alone. No one is alone.
Ann Hampton Calloway performing No One Is Alone from her CD Blues in the Night and from Stephen Sondheim's musical Into the Woods. Here again is Stephen Sondheim.
If you ask me to write a love song, I don't know what to write. But if you say, write me a torch song about a girl who's just been jilted by a guy and she comes into a bar and she's in a red dress and she orders a grasshopper, that I can write because you've started to characterize and give me specifics to write about. There's a drink to write about, there's a bar to write about, there's a dress to write about. Who is the guy who jilted her? Why did she choose that dress?
The sun comes up, I think about you. The coffee cup, I think about you. I want you so. It's like I'm losing my mind. The morning ends. I think about you. I talk to friends. I think about you. And do they know? It's like I'm losing my mind. Thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you or were you just being kind? Or am I losing my mind? Not a day goes by, not a single but you're somewhere a part of my life, and it looks like you'll stay as the days go by. I keep thinking, when does it end? Where's the day I'll have seen?
started forgetting, but I'd just go on thinking and sweating and cursing and crying and turning and reaching and waking and dying. Somehow part of my life, and you won't go away, so there's hell to pay, and until I die, I'll die day after day after day after day after day after day after day, till the day.
From the CD Sondheim on Sondheim, that was Vanessa Williams and Barbara Cook singing Losing My Mind and Not a Day Goes By. Today on Stage Notes, every song has been written by Mr. Stephen Sondheim, and we've been celebrating his birthday that just occurred recently. And one of my favorite, if not my favorite, musical by Stephen Sondheim is Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street. And here's the London Symphony Orchestra performing Symphonic Sondheim.
Thank you.
The London Symphony Orchestra performing Symphonic Sondheim.
Shh, please. Maybe I just wasn't meant to have children.
Don't say that. Of course you were meant to have children.
But how can I go about being a father when I had no father to show me?
Just calm the child.
Just calm the child.
Tell him the story of how it all happened. Be father and mother, you'll know what to do.
Alone.
Sometimes people leave you halfway through the wood. Do not let it grieve you. No one leaves for good. You are not alone. No one is alone. Hold him to the light now. Let him see the glow. Things will be all right now. Tell him what you know.
Once upon a time, in a far-off kingdom, there lay a small village at the edge of the woods.
Careful the things you say.
And in this village,
children will listen.
There lived a young maiden.
Careful the
things you do. A carefree young lad.
Children will see.
And a childless baker.
And love.
With his wife.
Guide them along. Children will glisten. Children will look to you for which way to turn, to learn what to be. Careful before you say, listen to me. Children will listen. Careful the wish you make. Wishes come true, not free. Careful the spell we cast, not just on children. Sometimes the spell may last past what you can see.
Thank you for listening to the program today, a celebration for Stephen Sondheim, who recently turned 86. Please don't forget to follow me on Twitter @StageNotes. If you want to know a little bit more about the program, you can go to my personal website, StageNotesShow.com, StageNotesShow.com. We also have a Facebook page, so do like it. I'm Robert Hammond. Have a great day.